السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Thursday morning, 29th of Jumadul Ula, 1447, corresponding with the 20th of November, 2025. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful Thursday morning, and I believe you are in prayer, Mufti Sahib. May Allah Ta'ala make your safar Mubarak. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on a Salim Kareem and family. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan, Junaid Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today, Thursday, is the 29th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the cities and countries of the world. Hence tonight, after Maghrib, and we should scan the sky to look and search for the new moon and crescent. But the new moon crescent is only 9.5 hours, 10 hours, 11 hours. So the chances of seeing it are very, very slim. So what will happen? We have to do our duty with beauty. Then the confirmation will come that the moon, the crescent was not sighted. Then tomorrow, Jumu'ah, Friday, inshallah, Aziz, will be the 30th of Jumad al-Ula, and the first will start on Saturday in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, and South Africa, and 95% of the cities, countries of the world. This is according to the Taqweem Umm al-Qura, the calendar that they follow day in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. So again, in Jumad al-Akhira, we will be running, corresponding to one another, and we all will be on the same page, inshaAllah. So for the barakah of all this, may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala unite our hearts as well. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina wa aslih dhata baynina, and bring about reform within ourselves as well, and unity on haqq, not unity on all costs. The unity must be on haqq, on truth only. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on Surah Hashr, that is chapter 59, and verses number 18 and 19 is our focus in today's lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala addresses me and you. Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu, a iman walu, O you who believe, O you who attain faith. When you study the noble Quran, 114 chapters, 6236 verses, you will find that this phrase is used by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla 89 different places. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Ra'isul Mufassireen, one of the greatest commentators of the noble Quran, the Master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his special dua and supplications for him. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil, O beloved Allah, teach him the meaning and interpretation of the noble Quran. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqihu hadhil ummah, one of the greatest muftis and jurors of this ummah, say that when Almighty Allah addresses us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, it is ala sabeelil ikram wa takreem, to elevate us. Imagine an ordinary prime minister, president, king, ruler takes our name, we will be elated, delighted, smiling that whole day and whole week. Here the King of Kings is addressing us with the greatest quality he has conferred upon us, and that is the wealth of Iman and Islam. So 89 different places. And I'm speaking to you live from Freyhead, from the house and residence here of Hafiz Ali Katrada and his father, Honorable Father Hazrat Mohana Ismail Katrada. So he passed away, and I just spoke, we just finished Fajr Salat just now, Hafiz Ali and myself. So six brothers, mashallah. So we have Mawlana Masihullah, then we have Mawlana Ahmad, we have Mawlana Fasihullah, then we have Mawlana Safwan, and Hafiz Taha and Hafiz Ali. Six brothers and one sister, mashallah, all Hafiz and four of them ulama, all in Freyhead. How Mubarak is Ummah Salih, Appa, the honorable mother of Hafiz Ali and all the other children. See that? So you see, they had six children, sons, daughter, all Hafiz, and 30 grandchildren plus all Hafiz. So if that is not a Mubarak family, then what is a Mubarak family? So this is the barakah of their dada, Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Qadrada's father. You see, Hafiz Ibrahim, so I met him also. So he was also a great person in his own way. And then Hazrat Maulana, and then, you know, all the mothers, duas, parents, duas, ustads, duas. So, ya ayyuhallazina amanu. So, I am speaking to you live. So now, and you are listening to me, you may be in your bedroom, or you may be in your lounge, or dining room, or wherever. So the ruh, the soul, is within me, is within you. So everything is functioning with the help, grace, and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Your eyes, your ears, your speech, everything. We say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilrajiun. He or she passed away. Their eyes, ears, lungs, everything are there, but nothing is functioning. Because the ruh, the soul, the spirit has separated, emanated from the body. So this is the ruh, this is the soul, this is the inner feeling. Therefore, Almighty Allah never addresses us, Ya ayyuhalladhina aslamu, O you Muslims. This Iman is a motivating factor. What will make you wake up 3 o'clock? See the sacrifice Maulana Salim Kareem and Appa and everybody are making. 3 o'clock, they're up already to prepare for the program. I spoke to Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota. I asked him, Junaid, what time you came this morning to the studio? He said, 1 o'clock, I was here. Now, who's going to wake up 1 o'clock, me and you? We in dreamland. But the Iman motivates us, you see that? He also got family, they also got wife, they also got children, and so forth. But Iman katakada, this Iman, this spiritual strength, you see. So therefore, 89 times, and it will motivate, inspire us into action. Then to appreciate it further, look at the converse, the opposite. Chapter 66, verse number 7. For all the people who are non-Muslims and sane and mature, Almighty Allah addresses them, but once only in the entire Quran Sharif, and that to disgrace and humiliate them. And this will be Allah's address to them on the day of justice, the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. Ya, chapter 66, verse 7. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru. O you non-Muslims, O you who belong to any other faith besides Islam, la ta'tadiru al-yawm. Today you don't give way any excuses. No excuses are entertained and accepted. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. Verily you will be punished according to your deeds. No person will be able to say and blame somebody else. Everybody is responsible for their own deeds. Read Surah Maryam, the chapter dedicated to Maryam. That is Mary, her name, Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 19 dedicated to her, and 98 verses in that surah and chapter. And what do we see? Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus, peace be upon him. His name, Nami, Isme Grami, mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. In the ending of Surah Maryam, what Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Every person will come individually. What is your story? What is your history? What is your geography? So what excuses you got? لَا تَعْتَذِرُ الْيَوْمَ. So Allah humiliates them, disgraces them, and then everlasting doom and gloom for them. Allah protect our Iman, Allah Ta'ala make our khatima ending on Iman, and the best day in our life, we pass away with Islam and Iman. That's the day we meet our beloved Allah Jalla Wala. So see in this verse, Allah Jalla Wala, after the Iman, is telling us to inculcate another quality. And not once, Allah mentioned it twice in one verse. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. Ay iman walo. O you who believe, O you attain faith, inculcate the quality of taqwa. Taqwa means to abstain and refrain, the literal meaning. So we go to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu abdah, Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. In the 70 of the Hijrah, during the month of Muharram, the battle took place there, 140 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. And they defeated the Jews and the Chutlas, 92, 93, 94. Different books would write different amounts. So anyway, more than 90 Chutlas and Jews dispatched to hell, alhamdulillah. And the Muslims, 16 became Shuhada and martyrs in the battle of Khaybar. So you see. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala is teaching us. So we go to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he gives us the definition of taqwa. You the ulama, if you want to see this in a certain book or whatever, a reference, so go there to the book by Allama Qastalani rahimahullah. So al-mawahibul ladunniya, Allah gives you the knowledge, ilmul ladunni. But when will the knowledge come? Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. When we adopt the quality of taqwa and through piety, through Allah consciousness, then Allah will teach us directly Himself, inspire, motivate us. Things we never read in books, Allah will put in our hearts. But the prerequisite is taqwa. So Sayyidina Ali, the linguist par excellence, said, Al-khawfu min al-jaleel. That you must have the fear for Almighty Allah, based on the love for Almighty Allah. Today my heart, your heart is saturated with the love of this world, the glitter, glamour and the glitz of this world, you see. And we love the dollars and the rand and the sands and the gold and silver and the platinum and lithium and all that. So that is, we have to change and reverse that process. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel. to fear Allah because of the love for Allah, to fear Allah because of the respect for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wal amalu bi tanzeel, and practice on wahyain, practice on the Quran Sharif, that is wahi and revelation, and practice on the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 53, verses number 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْزِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He, Mustafa, rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires, but it is wahi and revelation sent to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الْخَوْفُ مِنَ الْجَلِيلِ. Today me and you, we are sanctimonious. In front of people, we become wuzruq. We have a double identity, sanctimonious. And in our own life, private life, is holidays coming now. Where are we going now? Then you see the true colors of that person there. Then it's no more a buzruk, he becomes a bushruk, you see that? So then he's there. He will wear his swimming costume. The wife will be wearing her bikini and a stikini. And they're both fuzzy, you see that? The iman, the haya, the shame, suddenly everything disappears. إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ وَالْحَيَاءَ قُرَنَاءُ جَمِيعًا. Hadith in Mishkan Sharif, Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your iman and your haya, your shame, your modesty, they are two partners together. إِذَا رُفِيَ أَحَدُهُمَا رُفِيَ الْآخِرُ. If the iman disappears, that faith and conviction, then the haya, the morality, modesty also disappears. When the haya and shame is gone, then the iman disappears. إِذَا رُفِيَ أَحَدُهُمَا رُفِيَ الْآخِرُ. Go up on Mishkan Sharif, you'll find it. الْخَوْفُ مِنَ الْجَلِيلِ وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْتَنْزِيلِ وَالْقَنَاءَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ. Contentment. With whatever Allah gave us, we don't complain. Today there's a madness in our society. Whether we are in Africa, whether in the Arab countries, whether in the West, you see America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. 90%, 80% of the Muslim, we just want more and more. Allah gave me 100,000, I'm satisfied? No, I want 1 million. Allah gave me 1 million, I'm satisfied? No, I want 5 million. Allah gave 5 million, satisfied? No, I want 50 billion. I want to become now a billionaire, you see. So that madness is in us. Oh Muslim, oh Muslimah, oh esteemed listener, go and read chapter 100. You know it by heart. In the first 5 verses of Al-Adiyat, Allah is praising the loyalty of the horses. How loyal they are to their master and owner. Then Allah juxtaposes and draws a comparison. Oh Hazrat Insan, oh masterpiece, I made you the best and the masterpiece of my creation. I created everything for your benefit. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. But what you went to do, oh Insan, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. Verily the human being is very ungrateful, very unthankful to his Allah, his sustainer, nourisher. Every minute, every moment, every second, the bounties, favors of Allah are recurring, showering upon us. Instead of our gratitude increasing, our ingratitude is increasing. And do we know about it? وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And then we bear testimony to it. We say the politicians and police are corrupted, but aren't we corrupted ourselves? We forgot our Allah, we forgot the quality of gratitude and thankfulness. So what is the reason and the cause for this nashukri and this unthankfulness and ingratitude? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. That this human being is madly, intensely in love with that wealth of his. Just want more and more, the craving is there. How the person, Allah forbid, he is involved in the scourge of drugs. He just wants more and more. So me and you, 90%, we just want more. Contentment has disappeared. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bil-tanzeel, wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel, wal-isti'dadu li-ru'yum bil-rahil. وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. O insan, Allah has placed us here on this earth so that we prepare for the day of our departure. So that is taqwa. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله إن كرتيت quality of taqwa إن خلوة إن جلوة إن privacy and in public ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد and every person and soul should be asking himself do some introspection what have you sent forth for the future لغد لغد means the future for the day of justice What have I prepared for that day? You see that? I know death will occur. Death is inevitable. And then I will stand for hisab and reckoning. So what did I do for that day? Allah is reminding us again, Wattaqullah. Why twice Allah mentioned it? You must inculcate the fear of Allah. Out of love for Allah. Out of respect for Allah. Fil khalwa wal jalwa. In public. In one verse, Allah mentions taqwa twice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Verily Almighty Allah is all aware what you do. In the privacy of the night, in the darkness of the night, or in the brightness of the day. Me and you, we complain. Day and night, Ummat is complaining. I just give you one verse. And see the beauty, the glory, the style of the noble Quran. SubhanAllah. We must become lovers of the Qur'an Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Chapter number 7 and verse number 96. You see, Mawlana Masihullah last night in the program here in Freyhead, he said two AKs came. One AK, Hafiz Adil Qaji. Allah reward him. I made special dua for him yesterday after Khatmul Qur'an. Allahumma zuku zawjatan salihatan jameelatan afifatan. Ya Allah, give my brother, my son, Adil. Give him a pious wife, a chaste wife, a good lady. He's such a good person, inshaAllah. So what must me and you do? وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهَلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا If the people of the town and the cities bring the true quality of Iman, the true quality of Taqwa, at all times you practice on this. Allah says in chapter 7 and verse 96, you know what I will do for you, Abdullah? Do you know what I will do for you, Amatullah? My male enslaved, female slave? لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ We will open the doors of barakah and blessings from the heavens and the skies, from the land and the sand. Barakah, barakah, barakat will come. What does a non-Muslim know what is barakah? Al-ashya'u al-qaleela wal-manafi'u al-kathira. Can't you have little time, little capital, small radio station, what are we little small chewing gums. But thousands and millions of people benefit. Allah reward our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his parents and family and wife and children, siblings. So if we practice on that, Allah will open everything for us, but who's prepared? Today we want to be people who razi rahe rahman bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi. We want to please Allah and Satan and shaitan. You see that? So that is our weakness. Wattaqullah, fear Allah. Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun. Allah is all aware of what you are doing. Fil khalwa wal jalwa. In your private life, in the darkness of the night, in the brightness of the day, what have me and you done? When last did we finish a Quran Sharif? When last did we make the real zikr of Allah? In the darkness of the night, and we say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. The pious people, Quran Kareem teaches us, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ And the darkness of the night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, they crying, begging Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Allah. مَنْ تُقُنِقَارُهُ I'm a sinner, I'm a transgressor. Ya Allah, you are attribute is sattar. اللَّهُمَّ اسْتُرْ عَوْرَتِي وَآمِنْ رَوْعَتِي اللَّهُمَّ اسْتُرْنِي اللَّهُمَّ اسْتُرْنِي Ya Allah, you are sattar, you cover, conceal all my vices and all my sins. Ya Allah, that is the quality of the true believer. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Then they wake up in the early part of the morning, chapter 51, verse 18. This Ummah today, we can't even wake up for Fajr, let alone Tahajjud, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, you see that? So Allah is telling us in the next verse, وَلَا تَكُونُوا You must not be a Muslim or Muslimah. كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهُ Those people who forgot Allah. What does it mean you forgot Allah? no tilawat of Quran, no dua, no zikrullah. So when this ummah is only concerned about their physical sustenance, we're going to eat, drink, khana, peena, sona, pakhana. We're going to eat, drink, and sleep, and visit, and frequent the toilet, and there's no spiritual nourishment, then you will never get peace. Quran tells us this. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دُنْكَ. You can have conference, you can be Trump, you can be MBS, you can be any other harami and shaitan. Allah won't give you peace. Allah will let you experience a miserable, wretched life. Allah, behold, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. When you remember Allah, you make time for tilawat of Quran. You read the 99 beautiful names of Allah Jalla Wala. You read salawat, salutations, durood sharif upon the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then you make istighfar, then the heart will find peace, tranquility, serenity. Allah is giving us guarantee. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Oh Ummah, oh my beloved youth. Tell the world, we are Muslims, we have the best and we want to share the rest with you. We want to share the best with the rest of the world. And what is that? We have physical, you understand, nourishment, halal and tayyiba, that is lawful and wholesome and pure. And we have spiritual nourishment, and that is zikrullah. Day and night we must be busy. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, only one place meaning only for one action. Don't say one place, only for one action. You will find the word kathira is mentioned, and that is zikrullah. Men and women, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those men and women who remember Allah profusely, abundantly. Quran Kareem teaches us tomorrow is Jumu'ah. You read your Friday prayer, then what must you do? فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. So you perform your Friday prayer. Now you're going to your shop, to your job. Then go seek the sustenance which Allah has given you. But in that shop, job, factory, farm, warehouse, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah abundantly, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then the Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, all will run away. مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. What is the meaning of khannas? When we don't make zikrullah, shaitan will come, Lucifer will come, his comrades, cronies will come. And when we make the zikrullah, khannas, they run away. They take flight. You see that? So they won't trouble us. You must remember that. So don't be like those people who forgot Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala, as you see, cause and effect. Sabab and musabab. You see that? So remember that when you forget Allah, then the impact and consequence of that will be فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ فَأَيْتَعْقِيمْ. Consequently, Allah will make you forget yourself also. You won't fulfill the rights of your wife, you won't fulfill the rights of your children, you won't fulfill the rights of your parents. Last night we had a wonderful sumptuous supper when my brother, you see that, our brother Haji Idris Mir, you see, and his father, 91, 92 years old, mother, late 80s. I told him, by Idris, you must make khidmat, so much khidmat, that your parents day and night are making dua for you, your children, your family. Imagine. So Allah Ta'ala give them that, you see, barakah, ameen. So there's so many good people here, you see. So Allah Ta'ala, Haji Ismail and all of them today, he will take me there, you see, there to our, to Den Hauser. So that is our program today, we'll explain to you. So that is how human being, you forget yourself. You know. See today, capitalism, secularism, Zionism, all these democracy, all satanic systems, people have forgotten themselves. Ulaikamul fasiqun. Those are the people who are the real transgressors. They've gone beyond the boundaries and the limits, remember that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 29th of Jumadil Ula, 1447. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally. Israel, the swines, the pigs, the donkeys, the monkeys, the dogs, all these words are used in the noble Quran for these jutlas. They martyred and murdered just yesterday 28 people in Gaza. Imagine men, women, children, babies, all that. And this is supposed to be a ceasefire of Trump, the Harami, the pedophile and rapist. Remember that? From the so-called ceasefire till today, they have martyred and murdered 300 Palestinians. But the world wants to call the Palestinians and Hamas terrorists. Why is America and Israel, the Haramis, the swines and the pigs, are the biggest state terrorists? Remember that? So you can see that Russians, therefore we support Putin. Anybody who causes harm to America, Israel, Europe, and the Arab for dictators and Murtadid, we will support them. So Putin and Russia, they send their drones and missiles to Ukraine and they kill dozens of them. And today there is from Russia with love, you see that, is day number 1365, 1365. In February 2022, Russia invaded Ukraine. Trump and MBS met yesterday. So al-khabithatul al-khabithin. Both parties are khabith and impure and immoral. Trump has got a whole list of crimes, 34 criminal charges, felony charges, they call in America, and he's found guilty already. And now he signed the Epstein files. But you know what they did? The Republican Party, they had this, and the Department of Justice, so where Trump's name is and so forth, so they expunged it and removed it some places, you see that? So they won't tell you the full story. Hey America, we want the Epstein files, the unedited ones. We want the full story, not the half story and quarter story, you haramis. Then you got MBS. MBS, you see, when you're a murtad, that's what he is, a murtad bin shaitan. So he thought he will get Izzat, and I always told you, Allah has disgraced him, whether he's got million, billion, trillion, or zillion dollars. Surah 22, verse 18, when Allah disgraces you, then remember there's none to give you honor. See how he incriminated himself yesterday, in front of millions of people, right in the Oval Office. You see, that's the thing with Trump. So one donkey, Donald Duck. You see another donkey, MBS. You must remember that. So then the journalist from ABC asked him, did you view your people, your government are involved in the 9/11 and so forth? So the fool went to go say that your CIA said that this, you must remember, Osama bin Laden and his group and them, they want to sever relationships between America and Saudi. And I have come here to enhance and improve this 90-year relationship and so forth and so on. So then, what happened about Jamal Khashoggi? In 2018, in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, she said, no, that was a terrible mistake and we learned many lessons. But you idiot, don't you realize in 2018 the incident happened? And 2021, your same CIA, they had an intensive report and they said the main person involved in this murder is none other than MBS and he ordered the murder. You quote CIA and now CIA has passed the verdict against you. In full view, the American media is having a field day. Humiliated, disgrace, and if you see his body language, he didn't know where to put his face. That is Allah. So you see disgrace upon disgrace. Southern Lebanon also bombed by Israel. They can steal, they can occupy, they can kill, and they will tell you that they are killing Hamas. But they are the super terrorists. If they tell you Hamas are terrorists, Hamas was formed by our leader. We are Hamas, what are you going to do about it? So our leader is Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, in 1987. But let me tell you, what happened in 46, 47, when these squatters came, the Jutlas came, no European country was in them. They came, they came there to Palestine, and they begged the Palestinians, because they had nothing, that please give us shelter, give us food, give us drink water, and so forth. Palestinian golden hearts. Sammin kalbak ya akulka. Sometimes you buy a puppy for security purposes. or whatever purpose, as a pet you can't keep it, right? But security, and it's permissible for hunting, is permissible in Islam. So then it grows up, it becomes a bulldog, it wants to eat you up and injure your children. These are the squatters. In 1946-47, the Irgun gang, I-R-G-U-N, the Stern gang, the Haganah gang, would bring out on the periphery of the Palestinians and the British. They were the ones who were supplying the arms, ammunition, and all these things there. So you must remember to who? To these people, the Zionists. So the first terrorism was committed by Israel and the Jutlas, the murderers of prophets and messengers. Therefore, Allah has cursed them 40 years before Hamas came into existence. So the media is asking the Palestinian people in Israel, are asking occupied Palestine, Netanyahu, the war criminal Netanyahu, why is there no commission of inquiry regarding October 7, 2023? Because he is the one who supported Hamas. He wanted to bring disunity in the rank and file of the Palestinians. And the Qatar government gave him $1 billion. Half he pocketed and half he gave Hamas. Go and read it. They call it the Qatar Gate, where the Ummah is fast asleep. Allah will never ever let these Jutlas live in peace. Quran says so. Chapter 7, verse 167. They can have a white man in the White House or they can have a black man in the White House. You see that? Nothing will happen. Allah says, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Chapter 7, verse 167, Allah will always punish me. This is your figures, not mine. 45% increase in sexual violence there in Israel. What are you going to say? See the haramis, then Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve, Madam and Eve, everything is legal for them. So imagine what they will do with the Palestinians there in their torture cells and jails and so forth when they do it to their own people. Mr. Haaretz, your cartoon was a masterpiece yesterday. So they got Netanyahu flat on his stomach, you see that? And his arms are outstretched. And then Trump walking on him, not giving him a massage, trampling on him, you're a harami, you're a war criminal. And then Trump's poodle is walking behind MPS. So Trump is the head and the tail follows him. So he is also, you understand, trampling on the buttocks and backside, you must remember, of Netanyahu. So BB is all this attack here, attack Syria, attack Lebanon, attack Gaza, is to disrupt the elections for next year. You see, we're in war. We can't have elections. So that is his strategy. He's a pakka harami, war criminal, and a serial liar. So they have the APEC. The APEC has bought up all the members of the Congress, if you know anything, more than 500 of them, the prostitutes and prostitutes. Only 10 members haven't taken money from APEC. You see that? The Jewish lobby. So now other Muslims, Jews, Christians have made another organization and they call it AZAPEC, anti-Zionist. You see that? So AZAPAC. So that is now to show the world that these people are the haramis. Germany, the gas levels are very, very low. Big problem for them with winter coming. And the Jewish youngsters are not interested in the Holocaust. They know it's a big fat lies. And they're not interested in all the apartheid policies and terrorism. They're siding with the Palestinians, majority Jewish youngsters. They are proposing lethal injections for Palestinians. They call them terrorists. They say they make nonsense, just give an injection, death penalty, you see. So you must remember this thing here. Tajikistan is a country and they said we don't want no Arab names and Arabic names here. And we don't want people with long, long beards, you see. Like if I go there, they'll say, no, you can't come because your beard is too long, you see. And Abdul Qadir, Arabic name, no good. So these are all the haramis. Come to South Africa, so the G20 is going to start now in few days' time, and outages will take place in Johannesburg and surroundings. Supposed to be good, but it's very bad. Then Malusi Gigaba, he was a minister, and now he has to step aside, you see, no more all the big posts, because he has been charged for corruption. 60-60, I went there to the checkers, you see, on Sunday. So first time I went to the new mall, it was raining, and so it was middle of the month. So I told my wife, let's go. There'll be very few people there. I went there to the counter. I say, how your 60-60 works? Explain to me. He said, no, it's still not operational. Give us another 1-2 weeks, you see. So the 60-60, people say, is very good. But the staff are complaining of low wages and low salary. Dion George, he's the guy who was the minister of the forestry. And O'Sullivan fired him. So this Dion George of the GA is a gay guy. You see that? And he has been alleged that he's involved in sexual misconduct. And Stian Hayes, the leader of the DA, he can't even look after his own credit card and so forth. So the DA is facing many, many challenges and problems. Yesterday, mashallah, my brother Hafiz Adil came to pick me up 1:30 on the dot. He was there. 1:40, we left. So I told him, Adil, you sit in front and drive economy class, and I'm sitting at the back business class, and I'll fall asleep. So mashallah, it took us 5 hours, you see, from lands right here to Frey Head Masjid. So on the road there, we stopped in Falkirk. I was 20 years on that road, you know, Newcastle, Heidelberg. But first time I see this place here, so there is a total garage, and they have musalla and, you know, salat facility. I don't know you, brother, but Allah reward you wonderful facilities for male and female. May Allah make it sadaqah jariyah, so we let asr there. And when we reach here, the masjid, the maghrib salat had started, you see that. So mashallah, we had a wonderful program, mashallah. Mawlana Fasihullah son, mashallah, Hafiz, becoming Hafiz, Hafiz Yusuf, and another youngster, Umar Jasad, and them. He went to Palestine with his parents, you see that. So they were reading a beautiful Qirat and so forth. And one Hafizah read Qasida Burda. And the Masjid Abu Huraira, 25 years old. So we must know all these things here. So then he had a big shot trustees, our brother Idris Mir and brother Ismail Baila and Hafiz, you understand? That, you understand, that Jibai. So I told the Jibai, you know what the meaning of Jibai? He looked at me. I told him there's one family, anything you tell them, they say G, G, so it became G-bias. And the other family, everything you tell them, they say nah, they became the nanabais. You see that? So that is how it is. A wonderful place. Then whenever you come here, the Katrada family, you see, wonderful people, you must know. We know them for years and years. Allah Ta'ala reward Umme Salih and all the children, grandchildren and everybody. I met the son-in-law also. MashaAllah, Hafiz, Qari, Bashir, Tikli. So when we were studying there in Karachi, there were two Tiklis. One was Maulana Faisal Tikli, wonderful recital of the Quran. We stayed in the same room, you know, in room 8. And then my close friend, Hafiz Suleiman Tikli, you see. So I asked him, why you guys name Tikli? You're tickling the people or what? You know, this friend, we talk business like that. So today's program, inshallah, we hear, and inshallah, 5:30, you will phone me again, Junaid Mota, for the Q&A, and then with Maul Salim Kareem, and inshallah, then it will leave here about 9 o'clock, you know, 10 o'clock or so. I'll go with Haji Ismail Baila, inshallah, there to Den Hauser, and 11 to 12, the program from the Masjid Noor. Then Sahir will organize everything, the barber. I have to go make cheese. You know cheese? To cut my hair. We call it cheese. Gancha. So, not gancha, you take a soul now. Gancha in Urdu means you cut your hair. There's hardly any hair I got, but anyway. And then we go there to the graveyard, this Zohar Salat, and then mashallah, we'll have a program, then lunch, and Hafiz Luqman, the son of Hafiz Salim Tokra, will come. And then after Zohar, then Hauser. After Asr, Pomare. Imam Jamil is waiting. He's excited. Last night, 7 o'clock at night, he sent message also. And mashallah, he's very excited. Then after Maghrib, there, inshallah, Hafiz Salim, Dokrat, and them arrange the program there for that people to stay there. Make dua. Allah will accept. Make dua for the Ummah. Jazakallah khairan. Maulana, we went a little bit over time because we read Fajr already. So Frey Head, very nice. Frey Head means you free. So you make panchat how long you want to, you know. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.